12,000 officers were laid off this year. Another 30,000 positions weren't filled. As the fiscal cliff approaches us, the feds pay for things you're probably not aware. Through federal grants, they pay for task forces, gang units in certain police departments. And all that could significantly go away, and so that you are seeing departments collapsing their detectives back into uniform, because obviously you have to have someone react to crime and have a police presence. Then where are all those cases going to be invested? Who's going to investigate them if you don't have seasoned detectives to do it anymore? It's long-term a serious problem. Just think about in rural parts of this country, if you only have a half a dozen deputy sheriffs, if you take three of them away because of federal grants, look what that leaves you.
I want to ask you about something else. And of course, you know that here in our state, voters with 55% of a majority decided to legalize small personal amounts of marijuana. What do you think the federal government's response to all of this is going to be? How do you see that playing out?
They're going to fight it, like they have in other states. And the reason why is I don't think the feds care about what an individual does, but they do care about the huge illegal profits made from marijuana, because 60% of drug cartels' profits come from marijuana. And just because you legalize it in a particular state doesn't mean that it's going to reduce the illegal aspect of it coming into the state and being illegally dispensed by dealers beyond that. So that's the problem. Obviously, there's going to be a loggerhead between states and the feds that I think is only going to continue, because as states become more in need of money, they're going to think about pulling revenue from things like marijuana.